Hey, what's up, everybody? Krista here at the Krista and Ed Show, and today we are bringing to you Andy Hobday. He is a music producer and vocalist for Flow State, but even more important, he is 25-year-old, wise beyond his years, and he is on a mission to activate and inspire people all around the world. You are not going to want to miss this, guys. Stay tuned. Welcome to the Krista and Ed Show. This is where we are going to document our journey on everything partnership in love and in business. We are not holding anything back, guys. So if you want to learn about online marketing and what goes on in an everyday life of a husband and wife, making these two things work together, make sure you follow us. And guess what? Everything's gonna be all right and okay.
Hey guys, welcome to the Krista and Ed Show. We're so excited today. We have a super cool guest, Andy Hobday. He hails from Minneapolis. Nice to see ya.
Yeah, absolutely. So happy to be here.
Yeah, so Andy is the producer and vocalist for Flow State, and you went to University of St. Thomas. And I was doing a little bit of digging. You've been to Paris. You've got like this huge, interesting story. And so when Krista reached out to you, we were just so excited that you're like, yeah, no problem. I'm going to bring on my jacket and represent and give us some time and chat and share some love. So welcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really happy to be here. You guys are awesome. And it was so cool to meet you at the con, Funnel Hacking Live, and the support. So I'm excited.
Yeah, we were so happy to meet you. Ed actually told me after, because I wasn't there for the presentation or the first time that he met you. And he's like, oh, I met this really cool guy. And then when we were eating and you came up to us, he's like, this is the guy I was telling you about. And yeah. You know what? I'm a very like intuitive, you know, I can read people's energy, right? As soon as I meet them. And I was like, I just knew before you even started talking. I don't know if you remember my face, but sometimes people say I have like a resting bitch face, honestly, or like I look like, I don't know, but I was like, I hope I didn't look bored to you when you were talking. It's just that I was like, I know you're super cool. You just need to believe it. You've got this.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You're awesome.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And to give context, like to our listeners, you know, you came up on stage, you took I just saw this energy. It was like grit. It's like determination. It's like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to step out on a limb. And so when we saw you at that meal afterwards and you're kind of by yourself and there's a whole crowd of people, I was like, I got to go up and show this guy some love and hey man, like it's okay. And you know, reach out. And I think one of the most rewarding things is trying to help other people and serve other people. So
absolutely.
So you know what, Andy, I was hoping, because you're such a, you know, interesting human being, and instead of us kiboshing your bio, I was hoping that you could tell us a little bit about yourself, and, you know, your story, where you came from, what you're doing, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So I grew up in Minnesota. I actually went to a French immersion elementary school that my parents enrolled me in, which was super cool and badass of them at the time, because it was a brand new program and nobody really didn't know a ton about language immersion at that point. And so people were skeptical that it was going to work. But my parents, you know, they went to the meeting and they kind of heard what the school had to say and they ended up doing it. And so I think my grade, my class was maybe either the second or third year of the school ever being open, something like that. I'm not 100% sure, but close to it. And the way that it works is that kindergarten, first and second grade, or whatever, I don't know if it's different for you guys, but the first 3 years was all in French. So literally the first day, 5 years old, they bring you into this class, they just start speaking French at you, and you got no idea what's going on, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, for the last 2-3 years of elementary school, They go half 50% French, 50% English. And by the time I was 10 years old, without knowing the difference, I was speaking French, you know, I was bilingual. So that was really cool. Studied that all through high school. And then I ended up spending a year in Paris through an exchange program, the same exchange program that my dad had done when he was in high school. So he had kind of turned me onto it and asked me if I'd be interested. And I said, yeah. Yes, please. I would love to do that. Yeah. And so then I came back from that. I did 4 years of school at the University of St. Thomas here in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Graduated with degrees in economics and French and a minor in music production. And since then, during college, I was making music. I kind of started, that's when I started producing. And since then, my cousin Tommy and I have started Flow State. Which is our music project. I produce all the beats, and then both Tommy and I are vocalists. And then I'm working for my dad, who started a company, and that's where I'm at his office right now. He started a company when I was about 5 years old. So he's been in business for about 20 years that produces online training programs for nursing care staff. Yeah. On the subjects of Alzheimer's and dementia care. So he teaches people how to communicate with somebody that has Alzheimer's disease, how to care for them. And yeah, so that's a little bit about what I got going on.
That's totally awesome.
I just have to throw something in there about that. How incredible that is. I had the fortune, or, you know, fortunate enough that my daughter, who's sevens, their school has a program where they take the whole classroom and they want volunteers. So I volunteer to go to kind of a senior center that's really just for Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And to see people that are so kind of sedate and maybe even asleep. And then when those little kids come in and the energy is amped up and they're reading to them and talking to them and interacting, I saw this one little lady, her name was Betty, who is like kind of like sleeping. And then my darling Scarlett and another girl were talking to her and reading to her. And then she just literally, you know, lit up, and you know what I mean? So it's cool.
That's awesome.
I had to throw that in there, because it was one of those moments where I was kind of like a little bit nervous to go in. I didn't know what to expect. Mm-hmm. And then by the end, I'm like, Krista, anytime they're going, I'm volunteering.
Awesome. Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm required here by myself to give a pitch for immersion elementary schools. If anybody's watching this and you have kids under 5 years old and you have a language immersion school anywhere in your vicinity, yeah, I would highly, highly, highly suggest that you consider it, because it's probably been the single most influential thing in my entire life. And really, the further along I go, the more I realize that just having that second language ingrained in my head from such a young age has opened up my ability, you know, to have a larger worldview, to consider, you know, other points of view other than my own. So that's really a beautiful thing. So just had to throw that out there.
You know what? I love this. A lot of people actually don't know this about me, but when I was, I guess, 5, we moved to Quebec, right? So yep. I was actually thrown into, you know, not just French school, but a French province. Like, we couldn't go to a store without, you know, speaking French. So kind of a similar thing happened with me, where like, I didn't even really know I was learning French, but I did. So all of my elementary years were spent in Quebec. My mom actually used to take us everywhere with her, because as an adult, it's way harder to learn a language, right? Because we had to translate for her. You know, when I watch kids' videos, it's so funny, because me and my brothers are like fighting, like, hey, Jason, don't do that. You know, like,
I cannot talk the English very well.
But I like what you said, because I'm a very, very creative thinker, outside of the box thinker. And whenever I have to explain to people, you know, what it's like to speak in another language, it's another part of your brain that, you know, we don't always get to massage, right? Mm-hmm, you almost have to start to think in that language. So I totally agree with you. And, you know, as soon as you started saying that, I was like, that makes sense. Like, now, like, your music and all that kind of stuff, because it's like a piece of you that you're like, anyways, I'm just rambling. But
and the coolest thing
is, I agree, go to French school.
The coolest thing is to see her transform. We went to Cuba 2 years ago, And nice. There's a huge Quebecer community that go to Cuba. I'd say like 60-70% of the people there that we came across were from Quebec.
And it's just close.
Like whatever. So to watch my wife, where one evening it's like you have a couple of cocktails and all of a sudden she's in the middle of all these blue hairs.
And she's like, what
really? Oh, you know, and she's like picking up the inflection because they're so animated,
right?
You know, in their talking, like there's so much almost emotion and everything. It may be like Italian, I don't know. It's like, is that my wife? Like, really? Like,
I don't really get the chance to use my French very often, right?
Yeah.
It usually takes, if somebody says, how do you say this word? Sometimes I'm like, I have to remember.
Yeah. But
I'm sure it's the same with you. After about 5 minutes of people speaking, then all of a sudden you're like, yeah, blah.
Yeah, you start to snap too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah. So tell us about maybe about your music and your journey there then.
Yeah, sure. So the music, so the project's called Flow State. And really the genesis of the project was super organic between Tommy and I, because I was producing the music and Tommy wasn't really involved. And we were just best friends pretty much. And one day he was over at my place and I was just working on a beat and he wrote some lyrics and he just said, hey man, you know, can I record this into the mic? And I said, yeah, hey, why not? Let's do it. And so he ends up recording it. And literally from the first moment, we recorded it and listened back. And I was like, damn, this is good. This sounds really good. So from there, things, it didn't take off right away because I was, so at that point I had been producing for about 3 years. And before that I had had some not so positive creative relationships that had kind of skewed my viewpoint towards collaboration, and I was just finally kind of getting into my own space and growing and feeling very excited about that. And so when Tommy came in, you know, he was already my best friend, so I had that going, but I was still very protective of kind of the vision, and it took me months. I mean, he would just beg me to send him the music just so he could listen to it and write stuff. And I wouldn't, because I was just nervous. I didn't, you know, I mean, I just wanted to make sure it was right. But he kept, you know, he kept pursuing, he kept fighting it and, you know, saying like, no, like I really truly want to be involved with this. And so eventually I kind of started to let him into that. And things have really taken off. About a year ago, we didn't have a Facebook page. We didn't have an Instagram, and we had only released one song. Fast forward 1 year, we've released an album. Our Facebook page has almost 2,000 followers. We're working with an Instagram marketing agency. We have a booking agent. We're releasing another album in a month. You know, I'm playing a show tonight. I'm playing a show tomorrow night. We played a show on Tuesday. So things are going really well on that front. And the music is a lot of fun. But Flow State, and I think we're going to, you know, change a lot of lives through it, but Flow State is also a bigger concept. You know, I'm always, in my life, I'm always thinking about how can I take it one step bigger? How can I make this more inclusive, you know, a larger vision? So every time I kind of hit a point where I've, you know, accomplished something that I was looking to accomplish, then I say, okay, how do I widen the, mm-hmm. you know, the depth of what I'm doing? And so Flow State for us is this concept of when you're in a state, it's where you kind of mix experiences or things that require high skill levels and also high difficulty. So it's kind of like an axis of like, so if you had like high skill level on the x-axis and high difficulty on the y-axis. So if you have a low difficulty, low skill level activity, that'd be at this bottom quadrant. And that's like, you know, playing whatever, Angry Birds or something, you know what I mean? And you suck at it, right? Low difficulty, low skill level. So whatever. So, you know, some random, you know, some easy app game, you know, and then you could have a high skill level on a low difficulty, and you know that's going to be enjoyable. Eventually, you're going to get bored. So the concept is to find something that challenges you. And at first, if you do something that's high difficulty, low skill level, like producing music or starting a business or, you know, learning to meditate, what you know, there's a hundred different things that are, you know, challenging. You know, at first, you're going to have a high difficulty, low skill level. What you're going to experience is frustration. Yeah. And, you know, what people miss is that when you're experiencing those emotions, it feels negative, but actually those negative, if you're pursuing something and you're having trouble with it and it's causing negative emotions within you, that is actually a direct signal that you're on the right track.
Right. Growth.
Wow. Because everything in life that's worth it is going to be an uphill battle. Like you, whether it's a relationship or, you know, a business project or
I feel it in relationships.
Exactly. We all do though. That's part of it. That's, you know, every day that the things that really count in life are gonna be hard.
It should be.
Right. And if you're doing something that's hard and you're getting frustrated about it, you need to be able to take a step back and say, cool, this is a good thing, because what's on the other side of that wall is a high difficulty task that you have a high skill level. And that's when, for us, you achieve what we call the flow state.
Yes,
and it's awesome. It's in that state when you kind of lose yourself to what you are doing, and you're able to give yourself fully, that we feel people are going to create, you know, the best lives for themselves, the best works of art, the best business ideas, all these types of things. So that's kind of the larger vision.
So Andy, I don't know how old you are, but I'm going to say not as old as us.
25.
What?
You're an old soul, my friend.
You're an old soul. And you know what? Like, you're wise beyond your years. So I am so excited to see.
I appreciate that.
You know, where everything goes with you. And I, you know what? I'm curious, and I'm going to ask you this question.
Sure.
Because I've seen you do this firsthand, and I think our listeners or viewers can always use a reminder for this. How do you push through that fear, right? Because it's essential to do that. And I think a lot of times we don't, right? When the fear is in front of us, we tend to back off. And sometimes exactly what you need or everything you've done to prepare yourself for that moment is just on the other side of that. Mm-hmm. So what's your experience with that? What's your advice?
Yeah.
Like, you seem like a whatever, let's go for it, try and stop me kind of guy. Good luck, you know?
So I would say that's a great question. I would say there are two parts to that. What I would say first is that what you are experiencing now from me as that kind of, you know, it's not fearless, because I, just like everybody else, experienced the same levels of fear, but my ability to push through that is only a product of two things. Mm-hmm. And the first one is getting clear on what it is you really want. That comes before everything else. If you don't know what it is you want, then how are you ever possibly going to develop the courage and determination to get it? And I've spent a lot of time thinking and feeling about what it is that I want out of life. I've spent a lot of time writing down what it is I want out of life and getting clear. And it's not a one-time thing. You know what I mean? It's you got to be willing to do it over and over and over. And, you know, and as you do it, your vision will become increasingly clear, and then you can pull from your life experience to crystallize that vision even further. So I would say step one is you gotta know what you want, and because you have to, once you figure out what you really want, then you're gonna want it badly, and until you get to the point that you want something really, really badly, it's really hard to push through that level of fear. So I guess my first idea would be that if you're feeling that you are unable to push through that fear, like in any regard, then my first question would be, what are you doing? you know, what are you trying to accomplish? And is that really what you want? Because I think when people get sold on what it is they really want, then that's when you start to push through those walls, because you just say, I got no other choice, man. I gotta get this done. So that'd be number one. Number two would be coming from a quote from my friend Maya. How do you eat an elephant? One piece at a time. Mm-hmm. So it starts with small steps. You know what I mean? And for me, I know it's like, it sounds funny, but you know, I used to have, like, when I was whatever, early 20s or, you know, 18 years old, like I'd see a pretty girl and like the idea of walking up to her and like talking to her would scare me. You know what I mean? And there's a bunch of things in my life, little things like that, that I would notice within myself. And so I just started, you know, trying to reframe that as, okay, well, this is just a little thing that I'm feeling fear about. So let's just try it. Let's just, you know, walk up to this girl and say, now hi.
The ladies are lined up.
And let's see what happens. And here's the thing is, I've embarrassed myself so many times. That's the thing. It's like, fail, you gotta fail forward. It's yeah. Okay. And because what that does is you start to develop the ability to act through fear. And why it's important to start with little steps and start right now, today, is because there's going to come a moment, and there could be multiple of them in your life, where you will be presented with an opportunity to do something truly great. Yeah. And when you are presented with an opportunity to do something truly great, I promise you, it's going to scare the shit out of you. Like, you are going to be terrified. And unless you have developed over time that ability in your mind to move into that fear, it's going to be overwhelming and you're going to miss it. And that is the biggest tragedy of life. And that is what I'm working so hard to develop within myself, so that I can create a platform to help others do that as well. Because it's just a matter of moving through fear.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was awesome.
You guys are awesome.
I just wish we could adopt you.
I don't think my mom and dad would be very happy about that. But
you,
we can
already
be...
speak French. We're going to kidnap him.
You can.
That's what we're going to do.
I'll tell you what though, we can meet up sometime. I'll come to Quebec, or you guys can come to Minneapolis.
Yes, for sure. No, that was beautiful. You know, one thing too, this is totally off random and random, so I'm just going to say it. One thing I noticed about you that I really, really love is that you talk in such a poetic way. Like, your tone of, has anybody ever told you that?
Sometimes, I don't know, I just get, if I get going, it, you know what I mean, you just got to get me rolling, and then it kind of just, you know, but it moves through, right? It's not mine.
But your combination of, like, the wisdom that's coming out of your mouth, and then, like, the beat to it, it's, like, awesome.
It is, it's awesome.
Cool.
Okay, awesome.
See, I told you, honey, we needed to meet him. Because, like, literally before, you know, she was like, I was like, you got to meet this guy. And then we just, like, it's like law of attraction. And we're walking in a huge crowd of thousands of people. And then, boom, you're bumped right into us.
That's truly the thing. And the number of times it's, you know, I'm a huge proponent of the book Think and Grow Rich, mm-hmm. By Napoleon Hill. And here's the thing is, you know, I say that to everybody, and pretty much everyone's like, oh, yeah, you know, I know that book. I have read that book at least 20 times. I mean, the first time I read that book, it felt like the whole world was opening before my eyes. And you don't have to get it necessarily through that book, but I am a huge, it's not even a belief. It's like a knowledge through experience that what you see and feel on the inside is going to manifest itself in your physical reality. I mean, just today, literally, I was on the phone with this woman named Carla White, and she had this idea for me on the phone that I should start creating jingles for people to use on their podcasts. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even kidding. Here, can I?
Watch this.
Help.
Look at here. I'll share. Can I share my screen? Can I share my screen on this call?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Check this out. So let's see here. I can get to Facebook. Here we go. So this is, so I had the call with Carla White this morning, and then at 10:42 a.m., literally like an hour after the call, I get this message from a woman named Fran that says, I see you sent me a friend request. I want to do a quick interview and also possibly hire you to produce a jingle for me. Boom. Like, you know, it's
pop up.
It is, it's insanity. And it's so real. And it's, yeah, it's a cool thing. And the more you become in tune with that idea that what you're experiencing on the inside has direct implications for your physical reality, then you get serious about figuring out what's going on in the inside, right? Then you realize, wow, I need to be moving all my energy inward, and then that will produce the outward reality that I'm trying to create.
Yeah,
I'll stop sharing this now.
Yeah, so you know what? That's so awesome. And I mean, we can talk about that for hours, but there's last even couple of days, I mean, there's been so many coincidences. Well, I don't know if you should call it that, like for us as well. Like we're literally talking about something and then the next minute, you know, it kind of happens. And it's really cool, like you said, when you can get to that spot, right, where you're in tune, you know, you have a higher belief or whatever it is, but you're also putting out to the universe, right? Where you're going, like goes back to getting clear on your message and what you want and what you need. And it's funny how it works and it brings it to you. So cool.
Definitely.
Oh, I have like shivers talking to you. I'm just like,
and I would say like last thing there, you know, so simple, write it down what you want. It's literally that easy. You just have to write it down. Please write it down. All right.
How do you manifest it unless you're writing it down?
You write it down. Just take out a piece of paper right now as you're seeing this and just write down something that you want. Look at it. We'll do it together.
So
we're going to write it down. Oh.
Write it down, Ed.
Right? I'm not just talking fluff here. We're implementing, you know? So we're gonna spend.
Oh my God, I love this guy.
I feel like I'm on his show.
I'm just rolling with it. All right, we're gonna take 30 seconds here and we're all just gonna write down something that we want.
Okay, guys, you do this as well. You're listening or watching this video. Let's do this. Oh, we start now.
You don't listen, do you?
Oh my God, I want lots of things.
Oh yeah, I've spent a bit of time thinking about this lately. So,
yeah.
You know, like it's funny, like at 5 a.m. this morning, it's dark. I don't want to wake anybody up. And I was listening to some stuff on YouTube and I've been actually really thinking.
Did you write it down?
Yeah, I've got one statement. Right.
But you know, it's like you just said, Krista, and there can be multiple different variations of what you said, this idea of like, oh my God, like I want a lot of things, you know, other variations of that are, oh my God, I didn't really even realize that I wanted this, or, oh, I'm not even sure I've really ever thought about what I wanted. You know what I mean? These are the things that, you know, will get you rolling on a, you know, creating a life you love.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right. All right.
What's next?
I have a question for you.
Yes.
What is your superpower?
So that's been a work in progress. I would say something, and it's really actually pretty crazy because something I got pretty clear on the second day of Funnel Hacking Live was my superpower. And it's insane because when I wrote it down, then literally the next day it manifested itself. And For me, what I see in my life and I truly feel is that my superpower is an ability to activate and inspire those around me to become better versions of themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's, I've known it for a while, but it's also taken me time to develop myself to the point that that could actually be expressed, right? Because you can know what you're really made of, but there can be, you know, walls of whatever ego and self-doubt and stuff that are blocking it. But as you're kind of able to move through that, then what you really are on the inside begins to shine. And because I've been able to, you know, through self-work, kind of move through those layers of, you know, having a childhood of being bullied and, you know, growing up with a gay dad, you know, then getting teased for that and having no friends in high school, things like this. When you're able to move through that, then, you know, it's kind of like cleaning off the windshield, right? So you have what's really under you and it's there the whole time. It's not like it just suddenly appeared. It's always been there and you just need the opportunity to kind of clear away the mud or the rain so that can shine through. Yeah. And what I've seen as that begins to shine through is that the people around me, they just become inspired to be better. Yeah. And that's really all I want out of life is just to be able to help people become better versions of themselves. It's a gift. It's amazing. So
and you've done that today.
I hope so. I hope so. Truly. Yeah. That's amazing. And you guys as well. I mean, you know what I mean? That's the thing is everything that I do, I'm learning every second of the way. You know what I mean? I'm writing down my own things. So yeah, it's really cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions for us?
Okay. Do I have any questions for you? Is this your favorite podcast episode you've ever done?
Oh my God. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Oh my God. That's awesome.
That's awesome.
Everybody that's listening, the bar has now been set. There you go.
That's really cool. No, honestly, I'm grateful for you guys. You were some of the first people just to walk up to me and recognize, you know, what had just happened and that, you know, I knew it was the right choice, but in that moment, I just needed a little bit, just needed some love, you know what I mean? Just needed some support, you know, you got this. And you guys, like you said, Krista, you guys recognized that in me, you know, intuitively and just, you know, approached me and made me feel comfortable. So I'm very grateful for that. And I appreciate you guys. I love you guys for real.
Thank you.
So did you have anything you wanted to... I cut him off a lot, so I have to stop. Be like, hey, now like, do you want to talk?
Super rare. You know, I just had one curious question.
Sure.
Like, so you've done a lot of performing, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'm always fascinated about people when they're on stage and they're in that state of mind, mm-hmm. right? And they're performing and it's like, it's not something they're nervous. It's like they just, something takes over or maybe I'm just curious, like, one-on-one when you just meet people or when you do go up on stage, are you nervous? Like, is that something that you struggle with or?
Yes, okay. 100%. And that's honestly why I love it so much is because literally every time before I go on stage, I feel like my heart's going to beat out of my chest and or like come up through my throat. Yeah. But I've learned to tap into that feeling, right? So, you know, it's because it's so intense and it's so emotional. If I can lean into it, then I can express it. And that's what I really love about being on the stage in front of all these people is it brings out, because it's so intense, it brings out the realest version of me. And really, you only have two choices in that moment. You can either back down and say, I don't have what it takes.
Yeah.
Or you can lean in, but either way, you're forced to make a decision. And I think that's kind of what happened on stage for anybody that saw it at Funnel Hacking Live this year.
Yes.
That's kind of what happened on stage with Garrett and I. And that's really why I created that situation is because I live for those moments when I am forced to go one way or another just to see if I have what it takes. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I love it. And it's really cool.
Yeah, you know, we were actually talking about that this morning. Because it's funny when people, you know, are on stage, whether you're performing music or speaking or whatever, it's easy for people to look at that and go, wow, I can never do that. You know, but the more we talk to people about it, like most people get nervous as well every time. Right. So totally. I think it's just good for people to know that,
makes it relatable.
No, but that's the thing. That's the thing that I was trying to express earlier, is that if you, anybody, you know, I have my own idols, you know, people that I think are doing amazing things, but nobody is, we're all human. I guarantee you there is not a single person that doesn't feel fear or jealousy or envy or love or joy. We're all part of it. The only difference between those that are living the life they love and those who are not is what they decide to do with what they're feeling. Yeah. That's the only thing. We're all the same, and it just comes down to what decisions are you going to make based on those things you're feeling. You know, are you going to lean into it, or are you going to let it control you? And that's real.
Bam.
There you go.
Everybody, start listening to this guy. Yeah. So, can you tell us how our listeners can get in touch with you or follow you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I had this music thing going. All this personal brand stuff has kind of just popped up since, you know, Funnel Hacking Live. So I'm just in this furious hustle to try and launch a personal brand in 72 hours, which has been insane. But you can find me on Facebook at Andy Hobday. Well, my name will be showing up on the screen here for the whole podcast, right, when people watch it. So yeah, my name's right there. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Instagram. If you want to check out our music project, it's called Flow State, FLOW, State, STATE. It's all one word. You can find us on Facebook. Otherwise, on Instagram, our handle is at Flow State Sound. I think we're on Spotify as well. So if you do a little digging, you'll find me.
So one thing that I also want to mention, I believe there's some t-shirts coming out.
Yes. So part of what happened prior to going on stage with Garrett at Funnel Hacking Live was, you know, he was having us all write down what it is we were feeling. And one of the things that came out of me with, you know, keeping it appropriate was, you know, haters are going to talk crap. Mm-hmm. Screw them. that's the PG version of what I wrote. And what followed up was, you know, I love haters. I collect them like Pokemon cards. You know what I mean? And it just kind of connected into my childhood. And it was a moment in time where it allowed me to link kind of all of the crap I had gone through from, you know, 8 years old through, you know, 22, of people just giving me shit, and being able to, you know, succinctly express it in one sentence. It just, you know, it inspired me to act. So I'm working on a t-shirt right now that it's really cool. A woman named Carla White's helping me design it. It says collecting haters like Pokemon cards. It's got a rainbow with a, like a unicorn. Actually, hold on. Let's see here. Give me one second. I'll show you.
That's awesome.
Shoot.
I did see it, but yeah, if you have something to show our viewers, that's awesome.
Yeah. Let's see if I can pull it up on my phone real quick here. Here we go. Turn my brightness all the way up. So let's see what happens if I put this.
Oh yeah.
Collecting haters like Pokemon cards. That Love is it. Awesome. So you know what? I guess our viewers can follow you at the handles that you mentioned or on Facebook. And then when you're ready to launch the t-shirts, I'm assuming you're gonna have links and stuff for them there.
Definitely. So yeah, that t-shirt funnel should be live by the end of this week. I'm working my butt off, just, you know, along with everything else I'm already doing, I'm just piling it on there, you know, to get it done. So it should be up by the end of the week. I got some other t-shirts coming too. So right now there, you know, there's people that loved it. So really, you know, I got no plans to be, you know, creating a clothing line, but what I am in the business of is, you know, giving people what they want. You know what I mean? So if they want t-shirts, then we're getting some t-shirts.
No, that's awesome.
You know what? There's so much meaning there. It's hard in context, but just when you were on stage and Garrett asked you to read what you had, and you were being politically correct, he's like, no, I want your scripture. Like, kind of like, you were like, you really want
that? Yeah.
Laying it out, it was like, wow.
But you know what? There's something to be said about that as well, right? And sharing your voice and your story, right? Because what you had written down there was so impactful as
it's
well.
You.
And it just pulled out and showed everybody, you know, who you are, right?
Absolutely.
I'm so glad that you did share it.
Yes,
definitely.
So
I'm glad I gave you a hug. It was nice to meet you.
It was nice to meet you too. I'm 100% confident we will see each other again.
For sure.
Yes.
Great.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Andy, for taking the time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Everybody, stay tuned. Watch this guy. He's going to be making waves.
Yeah.
Even in Canada, we don't even have water in our city, but waves. A tsunami is coming.
Snowboard waves.
Yeah. I'm excited. Good things coming.
Bye.
Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. If you liked this episode, please go ahead and leave us a review. Do us a favor as well. Take a screenshot, share this episode on your social media platforms on Instagram or on Facebook with your friends. We would love to have them. And for those of you who might be interested in actually watching the video version of our interviews, head on over to our YouTube channel and just look up Krista and Ed and you will see them there. Now, a couple things I wanted to just let you guys know as well. If there's ever anything that Ed and I can help you with when it comes to marketing and sales, head on over to our website, kristaned.com. There you will find some more information about who we are, what we've done, and the types of services that we can help you with. Our most recent, we have launched our virtual CMO program, which we are so excited about. And another thing that you don't want to miss out on, guys, and this is happening the week of April 30th. We have teamed up with Tony Robbins, Dean Graziosi, and Russell Brunson for a very special launch that is going to change the world. So head on over to our website, check out more information about us, and we thank you again for listening.